Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Officials in Tanzania's Zanzibar region have nullified results from Sunday's election. It's a move that could affect the outcome of the national presidential poll. Zanzibar's Election Commission said Wednesday the results were annulled because of gross violations in the voting process. Meanwhile, the commission chairman said there is a need to hold fresh elections in the archipelago. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has won a second five-year term in office. That's according to official election results. The country's election commission said early Wednesday that Ouattara took 83.66% of the vote in Sunday's election. The commission has already estimated turnout from Sunday's vote at around 60%. However, a civil society group put the figure at 53%. The long-awaited African Union Commission of Inquiry report on the South Sudan conflict has been released. It finds that both the South Sudan government and rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar committed human rights violations, some of which the report says constitute war crimes. The report says the violations include killings and murder, torture, cruel, inhumane, and other degrading treatment. Meanwhile, the South Sudan government officials were not immediately available for comment. A Somali official says a militant group, Al-Shabaab, has taken possession of a small plane that crashed Wednesday west of the capital of Mogadishu. Sources tell VOA Somali service that 9 to 11 people were on board the plane, which came down near the Al-Shabaab-controlled village of Omar Diyari. However, it's not known what caused that crash. This is VOA News.